Coach number one of the group report, and at this time it's my pleasure to welcome to the hotline one of the toughest independent divas out there on the independent circuit. Tonight I give you OGB. How you doing tonight, OGB?
Hey, what's up? I'm the toughest?
Well, I said one of the toughest. I don't know if anybody, would agree with that, but I'm sure there's a lot of females shaking in their boots tonight.
Actually my muscles actually don't work, but it's the looks.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
looks like deceiving, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Well, how you doing tonight, ODB?
I'm doing pretty good. Just chilling, you know, in my underwear, watching some Sex and the City, attempting to make some flatbread pizza.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Now I'm around my, and Tracy Brooks is with me in underwear, too, so it's a good time.
Boy, too bad there's no visual on this hotline.
You never know.
Well, what have you been up to? Have you been working a lot of shows, and what's been going on with ODB lately?
I've been very busy, actually. I was just in, I was in Connecticut last Friday for HWA show, and it was an all chick show, and then Saturday I was in West Virginia. It was called Superstars of Wrestling. It's a pretty big show. I got David Flair on the show, Rick Steiner was there, Raven. My man is actually Shane Douglas on the show.
Oh, cool.
And I wrestled too. I wrestled a dude named Foxy Roxy. He does a cheerleading gimmick.
Right.
Yeah, I just beat the hell out of him, so that's fun.
Now, was that the first time you worked for the Thunder Girl for HWA?
No, I've actually done probably like my fourth or fifth time working there.
Okay.
For him. I actually like working for him. I mean,
it seems to be a common thing now with more independent promotional. They do all women shows.
Yeah, they do. I've been actually on a lot of girl shows. I like them, but I also like having the guys there to keep my matches and everything.
I was like, what's the audience? How's the audience difference between a regular show and an all female show?
On an all chick show, they actually support more women's wrestling, like. They actually get more into it, you know, they're not just, oh, take your shirt off or whatever.
Right.
So I think they support it more.
Good. Very good.
Than a regular show.
Right, definitely. Let's go back to the beginning. How'd you get started in this wacky business of professional wrestling?
Honestly, I've been trying to figure that out. I don't know what made me get into it, but, I mean, like everyone else, I've always been a big fan since I was little. And I actually, my mom and dad used to take me to indie shows when I was little. Like with Bud Zumoff and the Killer Bees. They come and Jim Brunzo. I actually have a picture with them when I was little.
Cool.
I used to go to indie shows, and then you'd go to the Civic Center in Minnesota and watch all the shows. And I've just always been a big fan, I guess. When I was younger, I actually went to the gym. I think like Animal used to... I think he still owns it out in Minnesota. Yeah, it was a gym and Demolition was there. And I actually have a picture of me and him. I was actually wearing my Zubas and a Fitness Beats and Muscle shirt. That was pretty good. So I guess I've always been a big hardcore fan. And I still don't know why I'm in this business.
What area did you grow up in?
What area?
Yeah, what area?
It was out Minneapolis area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you ran into
World War
Animal.
Yep. Yeah, I met all those guys back in the day. And then, of course, I was trained by Eddie Sharkey.
How'd you end up with him?
Actually, I was just in, I was looking on the internet looking for wrestling schools, and his name just happened to pop up. Actually, then he joined up as actually called MPW, Midwest Pro Wrestling. And his, the top trainers were Sheriff and Shifty. And then Eddie Sharkey had a little something to do with it. And that was fun. I mean, I trained for probably like 5 nights a week for about a year. And then just started going on the road with the guys. I didn't even wrestle that much when I first started. Just kind of manage the guys and stuff. You know, that goes with managing.
At the time, were you the only girl in the training camp?
Actually, yeah, I was. There's another girl named Lacey. She actually started about a year ahead of me. So she was there sometimes. But yeah, right. Pretty much I was the only chick there.
Right. the lovely Lacey from Ring of Honor.
Yep. I actually had probably like my first 100 matches with her.
Yeah. What was that one?
I'm sure her back really hurt. Yeah, it was, she actually helped me out a lot. I mean, I had no idea, you know, I still have no idea, you know, but she helped me out a lot of matches. Actually, her and Rain, too.
Right.
It was like us three in the Midwest.
And
we work each other every weekend.
When and where did you make your professional debut?
Actually, after 4 months of training, which I knew I wasn't ready, but Eddie Sharp, he usually does bar shows in Minnesota. I know he's at a bar named Grumpy's Bar and Grill. And it was against, she doesn't wrestle anymore. Her name was Mystique. And there's probably like 25 people there, and I probably brought all 25 people. You know, like, get all excited with your first match.
Right.
You know, you invite all your friends and stuff. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
When was that? Do you know, was that 2001?
Yeah, 2001, yeah.
Okay.
It was like in August, and I started like 2001 May, I believe.
What do you think you learned most from Eddie Sharkey?
What did I learn most?
Yeah.
Don't trust anyone.
Well, that's some good advice in this business.
Yeah. Keep your wallet and your purse near you at all times. Watch out. Especially being a chick in the business, you know, you gotta be careful and try to... It's hard, too, getting respect being a chick, you know?
Yeah.
So.
You come from a very athletic background.
Yes, I do. I've always been very athletic. Actually, I danced for about 15 years. I was a ballerina growing up. And then, after that, I always played baseball and softball, and I actually played ice hockey in high school and college.
What position?
I was actually the goalie.
Wow.
So maybe that started all my wrestling stuff.
Are you supposed to hit the head, maybe?
Yeah, if someone got my way, man, I would take my stick in, you know.
So you've been pretty much always competing against the men?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Always been very active for me.
Okay. Who were your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Actually, my all-time favorite was Macho Man. I just loved him. I mean, just when he walks to the ring, just his presence is awesome. I'm a big fan of, like, you know, the sequence and stuff, the way he dressed. I mean, just everything. And then big fan of Rashley McGrune. I mean, he loved making a fool of himself, and that's what I like doing, so.
Right.
And, geez, who else? Jake the Snake, big fan. Sensational Sherry. I thought, actually, when I was little, too, I hated Hulk Hogan. I don't know why, I couldn't stand him.
What about today? You still can't stand him, or?
Yeah, he's cool, I guess. I've never met him.
That's what he's not your favorite.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking offline, and you were watching some old WrestleMania tapes, and I think we're probably the same, that we like the old school wrestling rather than more of the sports entertainment today.
Yeah. It's just more, it was just more colorful back then. And that was actually, one of my favorite WrestleManias, WrestleMania 8, with Ric Flair and Randy, Macho Man wrestling.
Right.
It just was more like, looked more real back then, you know, like, I can't even say, like, the characters are just more out there, and the costumes, and, you know, the fans even had changed. Well, of course, you didn't have the internet back then, but, I mean, they was popping, you know, had a lot of takeover, you know, like, it was crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
I actually loved once the match, too, that stuck out was, Hitman and, Piper. That was a pretty good match, too.
Right.
But, you needed absolutely nothing, you know, and nowadays you gotta do a hurdle Corona at the top rope, you know, to get over.
Yeah, the psychology is totally different today. The audience is definitely different today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a home federation?
A home federation?
Yeah.
No, actually, no.
You wrestle about everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have, like, a favorite promotion that you work for?
Honestly, I can't remember any promotion I worked for. It's all bad, but there's so many promotions out there that I don't even No, but I have a lot of fun. Like, 878 is a good time.
Option number two, we continue on with ODB. I have to ask the obvious question. How did you get the ring name ODB?
Well, actually, it was before I even started wrestling. Actually, my older, littler brother just called me a dirty bitch one day. Then they just kind of stuck. Because I'm not your normal, like, you know, feminine girl where I don't think using my real name would, you know, would help or whatever. But I think, I don't know, it's just I like the name and, you know, it gives me cheap heat because people are trying to figure out what ODB stands for.
Right.
So, I think it's a bit so far.
Go ahead and plug your official website.
My official website, onedirtybitch.com.
Okay, that's where you can go and you can learn more information about ODB.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. that was the most obvious question. How did you get that nickname, you know, and, I assume, was this after you graduated from Eddie Sharkey School that you got the name, or is that why you're still there?
What was that?
When you got the name ODB, was that when you're still with Eddie Sharkey, or was that after you graduated?
Yeah. No, that was, it was actually before he even, like, set foot in his training camp. I actually had the name ready. And some people were like, ODB? They're like, I don't think that's going to work, but it's working so far, I guess. It's different.
Right.
I don't see myself as going by a pretty, you know, feminine name.
Now, while you were at Eddie Sharkey School, did you encounter Sean Daivari?
Yes, actually, my first intergender match was with him. He actually had a job to me for about a year. Yes, we had a lot of matches together. Actually, our first match, I can't even watch it. I was just awful.
And how was he?
I think it's good, you know, I'm sure his back hurt. And carrying my ass, but actually there's one match that always sticks out with us. It was about a year ago, last Christmas, and we did a mixed tag. It was me and Daivari against Ken Anderson from the Midwest, and then Tracy Brooks did a mixed tag. And it was like my best match today. It was so entertaining, we didn't do anything, it was just the four of us. All four of us have something, like, our gimmicks are so different, and it just was a lot of fun.
Now, what's your impression of Sean Daivari on television right now?
That's awesome. It's about time, you know, that a guy really deserves it, you know, gets there, and he worked his ass off to get there, and it's just, I still just, like, it tingles when I see him on TV, it's just so weird. I'm really proud of him, and it's just, it's cool.
Have you talked to him recently?
Yeah, we text each other like every week. It's hard, I mean, he's always busy on the road, we keep in touch still, and he's helping me out and stuff, and it's really cool.
Cool.
I'm really happy for him. I mean, it's just cool to see him, like, you know, he gets a feud with, like, Jim Ross and the King, you know, it's just crazy.
It's like a dream come true.
Exactly.
That's fine. Now, at this point in your career, what do you consider your biggest strength?
My what?
Your biggest strength.
My strength?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the ring or?
Yeah.
My biggest strength? Oh, boy. That's hard. Yikes. I mean, my biggest strength. I'm trying to figure that one out, actually.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back to that one. What do you consider your biggest weakness at this point?
My biggest weakness? Shoot, there are so many. I mean, my strength in the ring is I'm kind of like pure entertainment. I'm not a fancy person in the ring. And my weakness would probably be I can chain wrestle, but I'm not very, like, I'm not a technical wrestler. I don't do a lot of moves, so that'd probably,
For someone who's never seen you wrestle, how would you describe your style?
Just pure entertainment.
Okay.
Old school stuff, like, you know. I'm always a heel, so I like, you know, do cheap heel stuff, and just, I like to entertain the crowd, and I'm always you know, like, making the crowd, like, or making the fans, like, part of my matches. And, you know, that's my biggest thing. I just love making the fans, you know, happy or sad, or they want to be, you know.
Right.
But nothing fancy comes out of ODB.
I gotta ask you, are you anything like your character?
It depends. honestly, I think I'm pretty much the same person. I wish I could be ODB in real life, I guess you call it. But, I guess we're different a little bit, but...
You want me a little more sweet in real life?
Some nights, after a few drinks, I become a dirty bitch.
you've worked a lot of independent shows. Is there any promotion you aspire to work for?
That I want to work for?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I want to... Because a lot of the indie shows are like... like, I work a lot of small shows. I really don't get a lot of, like, you know, coverage or anything. I know Ring of Honor doesn't, you know, use girls. But, I mean, hope, you know, someday I could, you know, do something there. Or, like, Cyberspace. I'd love to work there. I just get out east. I've never really done an East Coast thing.
Okay. What do you predominantly work for right now? What's the major groups you're currently working with?
I've done ACWA. I've been doing, you know, like every other month there, maybe. The Superstars of Wrestling, that's the promotion called, in West Virginia, run by Shady. I've been doing a lot of shows with him, like once a month. Georgia Championship Wrestling. That's what I did. Otherwise, like, some promotion will use me and then they'll use me like 2 months later or something. Oh, then that WEW gimmick is that women's pay-per-view.
Women's Extreme Wrestling?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say that, but I keep it clean. I keep my, you know, bottom and top on, so.
Okay.
I actually have a handful of women workers on the show.
Okay, that's good. now we were talking, the WWF right now, WWE. We're both kind of fans of the WWF old school. Do you get a chance to kind of watch the current product today?
Oh yeah, I'm a big mark. I mean, I watched TNA and SmackDown and Raw. I watch it all still.
What do you think of today's product?
I mean. It's all right. Like, I just don't agree on what they're doing with the women. I mean, I don't, with the Diva Search and stuff, it's just a joke. And they have all those good woman workers backstage, and, you know, they're just getting replaced by these Diva chicks, you know. It's just, that just sucks, kind of, but, what are you going to do, I guess?
Yeah. I think a lot of people were frustrated from the women's wrestling fan standpoint when they got rid of Jazz and maybe Neil Kim.
Yeah,
I think that was a little black eye for women's wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously going backwards.
I mean, I know fans love to see attractive girls, but they still like, you know, the women's wrestling. They like big girls, you know, like every shape and size. But we're adding the Diva girls just a waste. Like, what are they doing? Jumping, you know? Jump in the ring and just pass out t-shirts or whatever. I mean, they don't even know what's going on, so I don't know.
Now, in October of 2004, you had a dark match for TNA that they actually worked as Poison at the ODB. Why was that?
Well, Poison actually worked, when I first went down to Nashville about a year ago, I worked for Burt Prentice. And he's like, you can't use ODB. And someone just actually, I just heard someone say Poison, and they're like, all right, that's it, go. I'm like, are you kidding me, Poison? So, and then TNA just, you know, Bert said, well, we use her as Poison. So they're like, all right, we'll use her as Poison. So that's how I got stuck with it. And they asked me if I wanted to change it, and I said, we can just use my real name. But they just kept it.
Okay. Now, you had a dark match with Tracy Brooks. How did that go?
It went very good. I mean, the crowd, I mean, it was the first match, it was a dark match, but it was the first match of the night, and obviously they weren't expecting it. And Tracy's an awesome heel there, and the first time I bumped her, they went crazy. And it was...
Uh, Now, what did the TNA official tell you after the match?
Everyone loved it. Like, all the boys were critiqued it, and we actually had Jerry Lynn and Terry Taylor for our agents, and they helped us put together the match and stuff, and everyone, you know, I mean, they gave us, you know, some things to work on, and, you know, some things they liked or whatever, but everyone was very happy with it, and then nothing happened out of that, so.
Option number three, and we continue on with ODB. Now, I think you said this back on the first option, but what do you consider your best match so far?
My best match would probably have to be on Mixed Tag about a year ago with me, Sean Devari, versus Kamikaze Ken Anderson and Tracy Brooks.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, do you commonly work against men, or do you predominantly work against women?
I was weird, like, when I first started, my first 2 years, I did a lot of intergender matches. And actually, because I was a babyface when I was in Minnesota for like 2 years, so they loved it when I beat up. Like, me and Devari had like a big feud, and they loved me like throwing them around and stuff. once I came down south, it was just all girls. They're not really a big fan of the whole guy and girl thing, but I do mixed days once in a while.
Right. At this point, what do you consider your career goals?
Keeping busy. I mean, I'm just lucky enough to keep busy every weekend and just to get out there more. I want to have a big name in the indie scene. I need to get more out there. You know, I want my get more in magazines and stuff. And I mean, hopefully someday I'll, you know, land a job at a promotion. But I mean, I'm happy right now. I mean, I think so far, you know, I'm making it in the business. I'm trying to get my name out there, and, you know, I'm doing what I love, so no one's stopping me.
Definitely. Now, I was reading in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Women of Wrestling, it says that you actually tried out for the first Tough Enough competition.
Oh, who told you that? Yeah, that was actually before I even got trained or whatever. I saw it actually when I was watching Raw, I think. And I made a little tape, and they liked it, and I went down there, and then I think it was F at the time, they actually liked me, and I was actually working out, so I actually, you know, looked like a wrestler when I went down there. But MTV didn't like me so much. They want the whole, you know, storyline, and actually, they were asking me a lot of questions if I like girls. So I think, and I wasn't working with them. I should have just worked with them, but...
You should have worked them.
I know. But I'm kind of glad, though. I mean, everything worked out. I'm kind of glad I didn't go the whole Tough Enough route. You know, so I'm really glad I went through the other way. It's all good now.
At this point, what do you consider your biggest career highlight so far?
Biggest career highlight. Oh boy. I don't know. It might have been like just you know, being like the first dark match at Impact with Tracy Brooks. That's something that'll, you know, be in the books, and that's probably a highlight.
Tell me about SlamminLadies.com.
SlamminLadies.com. That's just, I don't know too much about it, but it's just like a, you can do like videos and just like girls wrestle, you know, just wrestling matches with, you know, our gear on and stuff. It's just a time, you know, to get together with your friends, you know, make some extra money, do normal wrestling matches, and, you know, have dudes I gotta buy them for whatever they use them for, but.
Okay.
I have my gears on, and I'm just doing a match, you know, it's all good. And it gives me a practice, too, so.
I was wondering, are you opposed to doing the TNA-type matches?
TNA, like a pillow fight or stuff like that?
Yeah, the lingerie thing.
Honestly, like, I'm game with it. I mean, as long as it's for a reason and it tells a story, like, shoot, I mean, that's... I can show my body out, I don't care.
Okay. Now, I know you predominantly wrestle as a heel. Which do you prefer, though, babyface or a heel?
Oh, definitely a heel. I just, it's just easy for me, like, because I don't gotta do nothing. And being a baby, I can't get into the whole, you know, like, clapping hands, kissing babies gimmick. I just, I don't know. I'm just a natural heel, I guess. I think.
Now, other than Tracy Brooks, who are some of the bigger name opponents you've wrestled in the ring?
I don't like a lot of girls. I actually had a chance to work Sherry Martel one time. Luna Vachon. I worked Trinity. I'm actually getting in the ring with Jazz next month. I get to wrestle her.
And where's that at?
That's actually in Louisiana. I don't know the promotion, but it's a 2-day thing. It's a Thursday and Friday night, the end of March, actually.
Cool.
So I'm really excited about that. I mean, I've been in the ring with a lot of the girls that are in the WWE right now, you know, just like working out with them, and that was pretty cool. But I never actually got a match with any of them. But
I was just checking out your website on February 27th. You're in Albuquerque, New Mexico against April Hunter.
Yes, I am very excited. I've never worked her before, and I've always wanted to.
Cool.
And I'm very excited. She's, I'm not used to working, you know, big girls, so I'm gonna get my ass beat. And I'm looking forward to it. She's an awesome worker. Very good. She knows her stuff, and I'm gonna learn some stuff from her. And
sometimes we often wonder here on the timeline why she's not in the WWE. She's so good.
Yeah. So, yeah, she has an awesome look, too.
Yeah.
She's awesome look. But,
have you ever worked internationally? Have you ever gone out to Mexico and wrestle?
I was actually supposed to go to Mexico, but being big doesn't really do good anywhere. They're always looking for, you know, the blonde baby face look, and, they actually asked about me, and then they saw pictures, and they're like, ah, oh, she's too big, and I've never been asked to go anywhere.
Okay.
They always want the little girls, I guess.
How about to Japan?
Never been asked. I would love to, anyone asked, I'd love to go anywhere.
Sure.
I think they're all looking for the all-American look, and I guess I don't really have that look.
you're ODB.
Yeah, I'm
ODB. Now, I was wondering, if you could wrestle anybody, who would be your dream opponent?
Oh, man. Wrestle anybody. Hold on. Honestly, if you're looking at a girl in WWE, I love her with all of them, but Victoria kind of stands out for me. I think I would love to have a match with her.
Definitely.
I think that was cool.
No, I think this weekend you have, I think it's Buckeye Pro Wrestling on Friday night?
Yes. Yes. I'll be working AJ Sparks.
Okay.
It's actually Poison will be working AJ Sparks, not ODB.
Okay. on the 12th, which is Saturday, you're in Mansfield, Ohio.
Yep. I will be, me and Christy Ricci will be working.
Cool. And then Sunday, it says Dick the Bruiser Jr. South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, it's one of the Dick the Bruiser Jr.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be working there.
It looks like going to your schedule almost pretty much every weekend, you're pretty much totally booked up.
Yeah, some shows do get canceled, but if my show gets canceled, I'll go with someone else, you know, to a show, but every weekend I'm traveling somewhere, you know.
Okay. And when you're not wrestling or you're not watching tapes, you're in the gym.
I pretty much work, me and Tracy Brooks actually work out like twice a day. She does a lot of cardio, and I'm not a big fan of cardio, but she makes me go in the morning, and then at night we go back and I do weights, and sometimes we'll hit a aerobics class. Which is very entertaining, by the way.
What would be one thing that would surprise people to learn about you?
One thing people would be surprised. I guess that I grew up when I was a dancer. I don't think people expect it out of me. But I with a ballerina jazz cat for like 15 years, and I don't think people would expect that.
Not from ODB.
Yeah, ODB and Tutu, I don't know.
Well, there's an image.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a picture out there, too.
Definitely. You know, we're running pretty quickly out of time, but I want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming on the hotline, and we've enjoyed having you on as a guest.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We wish you the best of luck in the future.
Oh, thank you very much.
Real quickly, plug your website one more time.
It's onedirtybitch.com.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out for more information about ODB.